Hi guys, we're here at the zoo on a beautiful afternoon. And as most of you know, I just love flowers and plants. But you know, they don't just grow naturally. It takes a lot of time and effort for them to get up and to bloom and to be good, look good. But weeds, they just come up anywhere and they're strong and then they have deep roots. And so when they get into your flower garden or where you've got plants, you've got to be out there and you've got to be pulling those weeds, because if you don't, they will literally take over and they will ruin the flowers that you have, the things that you're trying to grow. They will take all their nutrients, their water, and they're just not a good thing to be in your garden. But you know, we have weeds in our own lives, and they begin to grow. They may seem small at first, but they begin to grow, such as the weeds of doubt and fear and anger, jealousy, and it didn't seem like a big deal, but if we don't pull them up and take care of them and get rid of them, they will grow deep roots, and they too will cause a lot of damage, not only in our lives, but to other people that is in our lives. So what we need to do is get into God's Word and read it and apply it and really study it and talk to God all through the day in prayer and keep Him close. And in Psalms 119:11, it says, "Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." See, that's real important. So when these temptations come and we see a little bitty weed beginning to grow in our heart, in our lives, then we know what God's Word says and we can pull it up and get rid of it before it does cause that damage. Guys, read Psalms 119:11. And until next time, sweet dreams and night.